So I am 21 years old at the time of this story, and I am with my best friend from high school, Blair, and four of her friends who have come over from England and Scotland, and we go to Las Vegas. Blair and I weren't very excited about going to Vegas. We had both been there before and not had a very good time. But all of the Europeans were so stoked on it because Vegas is like Americana at its best and worst. On the way there, I'm contemplating a lot of things about my life. And on the car ride to Las Vegas, I decide and speak aloud to my friends that I'm 21 years old and that is too old to be a virgin, which I was. And I tell them that I am going to lose my virginity in Las Vegas. And I would like their help in finding someone to do that with. So they're all super excited about this idea. We check into our hotel. Then we hit the strip. And the best way I can describe the energy of that night, it's like the cloud of the Tasmanian devil, like that dirt cloud that surrounds him with just like a whiskey bottle shooting out and then getting pulled back in, and like someone's leg shooting out and getting pulled back in. Like, just like we're all in like a whirlwind of excitement and energy. And we go down the strip and we go to this one bar that we find. And the thing about this bar is that their thing was selling cocktails in plastic guitars. Kind of like the fishbowls on Bourbon Street, right? And so we are like so excited about that. This is our home away from home on the Vegas Strip. And we find some leftover plastic guitars on the ground because we are not gonna pay $21 for our own plastic guitar. So we find plastic guitars on the ground and we pour our beers into them that we had bought somewhere else. And we're just drinking beers out of plastic guitars and dancing and having a great time. And at that bar, I find and introduce myself to a pack of gentlemen from Ireland who are all celebrating their last American hurrah. They have all been working as engineers on the Golden Gate Bridge all summer long, which as I have grown older and reflected back, I always think like, is that true? Have you ever seen guys just like working on the Golden Gate Bridge? So I kind of hone in on one of them, the one that I think is the cutest. And his name is Tig, which once again, I'm like, is that true? I start talking to Tig and we have a pretty good connection. I'm at the point of the night, it's getting late. I'm really direct and I'm like, hey Tig, I'm a 21-year-old virgin and I would like to lose my virginity tonight. Would you like to do that with me? And he's like, yes, definitely. Yes, of course. So I'm like, Blair, wingman up with me. And Blair starts talking with one of his friends. We walk all the way back down to the far other end of the strip. And we get to his hotel where he's staying. Blair's like, peace, dude, I have a boyfriend. I was just helping her out. They leave. We go up to his hotel room and we go upstairs and I accomplish my predisposed mission for the evening. Thank you. I wake up in the morning and I am just like, thanks so much. Peace out, Tig. And I leave the hotel room and I hit the strip. Huge grin on my face. It's like 9:38 in the morning, and I'm just like strutting down the strip, waving at people, like, what's up, dude? Yeah! Having such a good time. And I get back to my hotel room, and I knock on the door, and no one answers. And I'm like, I got the key. And I let myself in, and I go in, and everyone is passed out because we had been drinking all night long. And I'm like, Blair, are you awake? Blair! Blair, are you awake? Blair! Blair, are you awake? Blair! What? Yeah, did you do it? And I was like, yeah! And she's like, sweet, we'll talk about it in a couple hours, huh? I'm like, no way, we're talking about this right now! It was pretty good! Was it worth the wait? For that walk down the strip, yes it was.
Because of then, for me looking at me, I got me to say you want me. When you gonna give it up to me? Because your body ain't tight, see me making you want it. When you gonna give it up to me? When you gonna today, girl, then I'ma see tomorrow. When you fulfill my fantasy, because you know I give you love and shade like I.